Now, in the early 1950s, people in Burnaby started forming political parties. Were you involved at all in
Oh,
forming?
absolutely.
So why did
The
people in Burnaby
CCF.
think they should form a political party?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. And we got quite strong.
So what did you help to form locally? Was it
You were one of the founding members of the
Yes.
BCA.
BCA, the Burnaby
Yeah, the
Citizens
BCA, yeah.
Association.
The
And
Burnaby Citizens Association.
why did you think you needed to form that?
Because labor didn't have a say. We had to have a say, and we had to form our own organization. And then we started controlling council. Do we still control council? Yes. And of course, oh yeah, the CCF and then the Burnaby Citizens Association. That came from the CCF. Oh yeah,
So
absolutely.
before that, from about, I guess, 1942 to 52, for that 10-year period when there were municipal elections,
Oh yeah.
was the council, did it have a particular political orientation at
Oh
all? Do
yeah.
you know?
Oh yeah.
Were they CCF friendly, or did it vary?
There was a time then when the opposition was quite strong, but then the BCA, the Burnaby Citizens Association, they formed and they got strong. In fact, they're still there. The BCA, yeah.
Well, what did they want to do that was different, perhaps?
Give the ordinary guy a say in what goes on. Oh yeah.
So at that time, there's a lot of, Burnaby's changing quite quickly in many ways, and one of the big differences, of course, is immigration.
Oh
Did
yeah.
they have some interest in people moving into Burnaby? Was that
I can't
a
tell you
concern?
very much about immigration because I didn't have anything to do with it. So I don't know.
Were they interested in which businesses set up in town? There are a number of large businesses coming into town
I
at that
can't
time
tell
as
you that.
well.
I don't know. I
How
don't know.
about public services? Was that an issue at the time? I've seen debates in the newspapers, for example, in whether, for example, garbage pickup should be done by the municipality
Oh
or by
yeah.
private contractors, whether
Oh
the bus
yeah.
service should be a private bus service or whether it should be a municipal service.
Oh
Were those
yeah.
debates
Oh
going
yeah,
on?
I can remember all that. I can remember it happening. I can remember being a part of it. But always, I never ever changed my politics.
And I'm wondering too if, in general, if in Burnaby there were debates between people who wanted, it's a debate we have today, public services
Yeah,
or
oh yeah.
privately
Yeah.
contracted services. Was
Oh
that?
yeah. I can remember there was a lot of conversation about that. But I was always on the labor side, always.
And they supported
The
public
public
services
service. Public, yeah.
through tax. How about schools? Were schools an issue?
What school? I went to Kingsway West.
But the politics of schooling, I'm wondering, school boards, were there any
I
issues?
never got into that, no.
Did the BC, the Burnaby Citizens Association, though, have
Oh yeah,
the policies on
BCA, oh
what
yeah,
what should
right,
go
yeah.
on? So, for example, I understand that some of these schools, again, they still had the strap, they still were very authoritarian. Was that an issue at all before Mary Daly removed it?
Eileen Daly.
Oh, sorry,
Eileen
Eileen
Daly,
Daly
oh
removed
Eileen,
it.
oh
Was that
Eileen
an
Daly,
ongoing
yeah, oh
discussion
yeah.
in Burnaby before
Eileen
then?
Daly, she was the Minister of Education, wasn't she? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And she's well
Oh, I
known
knew
as,
Eileen very well.
and she's the person who removed the strap. So I'm wondering if in
Yes, that's right, she
Burnaby,
did. She removed the strap from the schools. Yes, she did.
and was that a concern though before she actually was in a position to do that?
Well, I can remember at school and kids, were given the strap, and I can remember one boy pulled his hand away and the t teacher sh hit herself. And couldn't they see from that it was wrong? Oh yeah, I can remember that. Pulling her hand away. Oh yeah, God, yes. I don't think I ever got the strap. I don't remember. I did. I don't know.
But ever since then, did you think that straps and corporal punishment
Oh,
not
out of this
proper?
world. Oh, God. Corporal punishment? No. No. You've no business teaching if you have to use that. Mm-hmm. No.
And other people in the CCF or BCA were
the CCF not in certainly of didn't go for corporal punishment. I'll tell you that. Or I wouldn't have been part of it.
How about issues of conservation, parks and preserving space?
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, yeah. I'd be in favor of that, definitely.
Do you remember, though, maybe working to protect parks or clean them up or supporting people?
Not physically. I can remember being on committees and so on. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But what sort of committees were these?
Oh, don't ask me.
You probably would have been on some civic committees and what have you in Burnaby, but Hazel would have been more active in local committees like the Burnaby Village Museum and the Historical Society.
More political, yeah.
And the Historical Society.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I know you're also very involved in libraries.
Oh, yes.
So so when did you get involved with libraries?
Oh, God.
That was in that was in the late 60s. Early 70s, and Hazel was the chair of the library board.
I was chair of the board, yeah.
Hazel is one of the reasons why the Bob Pretty Library is called the Bob Pretty Library.
Yeah, right.
And so you must have known Bob Pretty quite well.
Oh, I knew him very well.
Do you remember when City Hall was relocated?
Oh, yes. You mean from Kingsway? Oh, yeah.
From Kingsway down to its present location.
Yeah,
I've read in newspapers at the time that there were a couple of councillors who were in strong opposition to that move.
Oh, who were they? Do you remember?
I can't remember the names, but I'm wondering if there was any controversy surrounding.
Not that I can remember, no.
I mean, it seems
to make
the
City Hall was obsolete. They had to get another one. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
But moving it to its current location, supposedly was done to put it in the geographic center of Burnaby.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And because north and south seem always to have had that big divide
between them. That's right, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, what I had the most to do with was the library.
Mm-hmm.
And when they built that new one there on Kingsway, and I had a lot to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Why were libraries so important?
Oh, I...
Well, you're pretty much a lifelong reader.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Did you see them also as places where people could be exposed to different ideas?
Libraries. I always supported libraries, always. Both financially and, libraries are very important.